The Economist says Vancouver is just ahead of Toronto and Calgary just behind. The rating takes into account 30 factors, including healthcare, culture, the environment, education, and infrastructure. Usually, the most livable cities are of medium size with a low population density and often found in wealthier countries. Researchers at The Economist say this can lead to a range of recreational activities without high crime or an overburdened infrastructure. The magazine also notes that 8 of the top 10 scoring cities are in Australia and Canada. Melbourne, Australia, topped the list of 140 cities for the 4th year in a row, with Vienna, Austria, coming in second. No U.S. cities made the top 10 list, and Dhaka, Bangladesh, was found to be the least livable city. The authors also say that human rights violations and conflict are the main reasons for pulling down a city's score. Damascus and Kiev are two examples. The magazine says it's not just conflict itself that affects the ranking, but that leads to other defining factors such as infrastructure, availability of goods and services, and recreational activities, and overburdened hospitals. In a separate poll taken earlier this year, Toronto also ranked 4th as one of the most attractive cities to live in. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.